This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission of India published the draft electoral roll of voters for Madhya Pradesh today after over 1.5 months of door-to-door special intensive revision SIR exercise in the state. The voter roll was published in all 230 assembly constituencies of the state. The draft voter list has been made available at all polling stations where voters can check their names. As per the directions of the Election Commission, names of voters who are absent, have moved or are deceased or are duplicates have been removed under the SIR process. Voters whose names are not included in the list can submit claims and objections with the required documents. Claims and objections will be accepted till the 22nd of next month, while the final voter list will be published on the 21st of February next year. The draft voter list for Kerala, Chhattisgarh and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands will also be released today. The draft rolls will be made available online on the CEO and DEO websites. In West Bengal, the first phase of hearings as part of the SIR drive of electoral rolls will cover approximately 32 lakh unmapped voters. Hearings for this category, in which individuals were unable to locate their own names or the names of related persons in the 2002 voter list, will begin from the 27th of this month. According to the Office of the West Bengal Chief Electoral Officer, notices have already been issued to 10 lakh such voters, while an additional 22 lakh notices are scheduled to be dispatched from today. During the enumeration phase, a total of 31,68,424 unmapped voters were identified across the state. Proceedings will be conducted at district magistrates' offices, subdivisional offices, various government departments, as well as in schools and colleges. President Draupadi Murmu has said the Intelligence Bureau has been playing a stellar role in providing security to countrymen and assuring unity and integrity of the nation, delivering the 38th Intelligence Bureau Centenary Endowment Lecture in New Delhi today. The President said during the last decade, security agencies like Intelligence Bureau have neutralized numerous threats within the country. She said the Intelligence Bureau is an agency of invisible heroes.
I express my deep appreciation for the exceptional contribution made by Intelligence Bureau to internal security of our country. Team IB works tirelessly amidst very complex challenges. Most importantly, its accomplishments are not visible. In other words, IB is an agency of invisible heroes.
India will provide a $450 million package to Sri Lanka to assist in the reconstruction of areas affected by Cyclone Dittwa. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar made the announcement while addressing the media in Colombo. He stated that the package comprises a $350 million concessionary line of credit and $100 million in grants aimed at supporting the rebuilding of cyclone-affected regions of the nation. The External Affairs Minister met Sri Lankan President Anurakumara Dissanayake, had a detailed discussion on the damage caused by the cyclone and handed over a letter from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has called for making artificial intelligence, AI, an integral part of curriculum in schools and colleges to equip students with problem-solving skills. The Vice President said this while addressing the National Conclave on AI Evolution, the Mahakumbh of AI, in New Delhi. Several organizations, including Vishwa Hindu Parishad and Bajrang Dal, today held protests outside the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi over the atrocities against minority Hindus in Bangladesh and the mob lynching of Deepu Chandra Das. Security has been increased outside the High Commission and the area has been secured with three layers of barricading, with force from the police and paramilitary deployed in the area. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs has said India continues to keep a close watch on the evolving situation in Bangladesh. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said an allocation of over 1,51,000 crore rupees has been proposed under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji scheme to ensure adequate funding for employment generation and comprehensive rural development. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the second T20 of the five-match series in Visakhapatnam at 7 p.m. this evening. The hosts have taken a 1-0 lead in the series. And with that, we end this news bulletin.